UAPs. When I look back in history, it seems alien abductions have been taking place since probably before biblical times. It makes me wonder if any of those cave paintings of aliens, which are incredibly ancient, took place after an abduction. It just might be abductions were taking place even before Homo sapiens appeared on the Earth. Could extraterrestrials have been messing with their genes? A man in Indiana claims he was the victim of an abduction. Talk about making a mistake. When this guy was a college student, he claims he was driving and saw lights behind him, and thinking they were the police, he pulled over. Well, they were not police lights, at least not earthly police. There was said to be a lot of UAP activity over Canada last year, and many pilots are attesting to it. Much of the activity was reported over flight paths. Were aliens over these paths to make their presence known on purpose? There is a theory stating we are having so many sightings because extraterrestrials want us to get used to the idea they are here before it is announced. If they are here, and it certainly seems that way, I can't believe nations still can't get along and are building up their military forces. If I was an alien and had all this advanced technology, I might just think, look at what those primitive fools are doing. It is obvious we could never beat them in a fight, and anyone who would go into a war against them now, with UAPs filling our skies, must have a screw loose. As I am writing this article, which will take some time to appear on the site, the internet is lighting up with articles which are stating the government has said in a report from the Department of Defense's Office of the Inspector General, the government doesn't have a clear plan to deal with the UAPs. Even if they did, it would fail unless it was to meet peacefully with them. When we are told we are not ready to know the truth and meet with extraterrestrials, could it really be the government is the one which is not ready? Governments don't like to be in a helpless position, and there is no doubt aliens in spaceships coming here from other solar systems and even maybe other galaxies would have all the power over us. If we fought them, it probably would last a couple of minutes. So, tell me, what good would a plan be? If a tribe of cavemen had a plan about how to fight a modern military unit, could they really expect a victory? By the way, the Pentagon has released a report saying there is no proof aliens are here. It certainly looks like there are many different traces of aliens coming here from the assortment of different shaped spacecraft we see in the skies. Some of the oldest seem to be the triangle-shaped ones, and they could be the basis for all the triangle pyramids built on the Earth. Perhaps the ancients saw them in the sky and maybe even met with the occupants. People in ancient times would have been much easier for aliens to get along with. First of all, they would have probably been considered as gods. Secondly, any knowledge they gave our ancestors would have been considered magic. Today we are just too arrogant and think we have a chance against them. I bet if we are meeting with them, we are trying to get as much of their technology as we can get away with. We should seek out the friendly ones and try and have good relations with them, not try and shoot them down. There are said to be quite a few UAP sightings over Beijing, China. Some are saying what is being seen are Starlink satellites. But the sightings are described as not all looking the same. Some are balls of light, while others look more cloud-like. There is a hitch with this idea, because some witnesses saw them change into smaller orbs of light. Still others claim they were arranging themselves into a triangle and it was a very clear night. Another witness talked about their incredible speed. I thought Avi Loeb, a Harvard physicist, was incredibly open-minded. After all, he talked about an asteroid having a chance of being an alien probe and organized a boat trip to look for remains of a meteor, which he also said could have been a probe. That all changed the other day when he said no biological beings would be able to make it here. He totally disregarded the idea a race could be advanced enough to make the trip. He reminded me of the guy years ago who wanted to close the US patent office because he said every invention which could be thought of has been invented. There are many abductees who claim to have seen biological beings on ships they were on. Even back in the time when Betty and Barney Hill were abducted, she said the captain of the ship talked to her and showed her the map of where they came from. He was a being, not a robot. This is important because some believe the gray aliens might be robots. Most of the time rumors are just that, rumors. One has been circulating around the web which pertains to the James Webb Telescope. That is the very complex and powerful telescope we launched, and the biggest space telescope. The rumor states it has found life. Scientists are not happy about the rumor and say it is not true. I don't think as powerful as the telescope is, it could find anything more than something which might point to a chance there could be life somewhere, but that would be the most it could do, unless it was aimed at the moon or Mars and saw ruins or buildings. Some scientists are very unhappy with the level of government security about UAPs. They want more freedom and I don't blame them. If they had more of the UAP data, they might be able to unravel more of the mystery. It certainly does put a handicap to their work. It seems, even with all the push for UAP information by some in Congress, the government is talking a good game, but still denying us most of the UAP data. As far as they are concerned, we have no right to the data they have, even if it is innocuous. They have managed to keep most of it secret for over 76 years and it looks like they want to keep UAP data secret forever.